Number 8. Did you say that you'd taken Chemistry 203 already, Charles?
Yes, I took it a couple of semesters ago. It was tough, but the things I learned from Professor Betty have been invaluable in my other courses.
I was wondering if I should take it. It's not mandatory, right?
Right, it's not. But a couple of my professors said the lab skills you acquire in it are extremely useful to have if you're majoring in chemistry.
In that case, I'll definitely be signing up for it.
Question. What does the man say about Chemistry 203?
Number 9.
I understand that you need to find a part-time job to help cover your expenses at university. Is that correct, Kirsten?
Yes, my parents gave me what they thought was enough to cover my first year, but I'm going through my money a lot faster than I expected. That's why I came here to the Student Services office for help.
Well, there are many part-time jobs on campus. There are openings for office assistants, if you're interested.
Sounds perfect. When can I apply?
Before we get to that, I just realized this is your first semester. How are your studies coming along?
Classes are quite challenging, but I'm getting by.
As part of university regulations, students must refrain from working during their first semester. Then, if their grades are fine, they can apply for work at the beginning of the second semester. Does that sound okay to you?
Can't you make an exception? I could really use the money.
I'm afraid we can't help you.
Question. What does the man suggest the student do?
Number 10.
Dave, in the next long-range planning meeting, I'd like to recommend expanding the hotel division.
I'm afraid it's not in the cards.
Why not? I think we'll see a steady increase in guest numbers over the next few years.
My sources say headquarters wants to downsize our holdings in that division by selling a few hotels, and then focus on the airline business.
That'd be a mistake. The hospitality industry was struggling during the economic slump, but since then our hotel business has been looking up.
If the company really wants to sell, we'd be better off waiting until we can show several years of consistent profit.
We're already in the black for the year, and things will only improve as the weather warms up.
I agree, but headquarters wants to streamline operations. They're looking to offload any ventures that aren't directly related to the airline business.
But I think a case for the connection between the airline business and the hotel industry could certainly be made.
Well, I don't think they're interested, and rumor has it a few companies have already expressed interest in a couple of our hotels. I wouldn't be surprised if headquarters accepts an offer sooner rather than later.
Question. What does the man believe?